In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm thinking of the words of the prophet Isaiah when he says there would be a time that they would call right wrong and wrong right. I'm thinking of those words because we live in that kind of a culture where we call right wrong and wrong right. I'll give you an example. We are living in a time when life is very cheap. We do not care about life. We abort our children. We call that right. We call that choice. And every day we do that. Every day we do that while we go about our business, not recounting the pain of women who do this and the death of children who have no way of escaping. We call wrong right. We even call it choice. And right wrong, when people are outside the abortion mill giving really a choice because they say, we will help you, no screaming, no hollering, but just being there praying, these people are said to be crazy. They are doing the right thing, and they are called crazy. Isaiah said there would be a time when we would call right wrong and wrong right. We would call grace sin and sin grace. We live in those days. At one time, the United States was hand in hand morally with the church. Hand in hand. Now, we are not hand in hand with the church. We are not hand in hand with anyone but the devil. Just think about it. We kill our children from the womb. And now, we are going to vote about killing the elderly with physician-assisted suicide. People say, well, that's mercy. No, that's not mercy. That's murder. And if it passes, I'm going to tell you, we are behind the eight ball. We in Massachusetts are behind the eight ball. I'll tell you that. Something else. Now, homosexuality and abortion has always been going on. It's always been. But when a country or a state legalizes it and says it's all right, I tell you, they fall into a pit of darkness. We in Massachusetts say that two people of the same gender can get married. We have legalized it. It's always been that people have lived together. But now we have made it part of the law of the land that this is okay. Let me tell you, my friends, when we legalize sin, we are behind the eight ball. And as I said, in November, we will be voting about assisted suicide of people who are sick. Like, how could it be that we've come so far from the goal, which is Jesus, who gives us his Holy Spirit? How could it be that people in the church would say, I am a pro-choice Catholic? How can it be? I tell you, the world has had greater influence on people than the church. You know, I was thinking just the other day about, there was a time when you'd look in the pilot and the pilot would tell you movies that you could go and see and movies that you couldn't go and see. Now, people would have to make up their mind what they were going to do. No one tells anybody anything anymore. We're not told anything. I know people disobeyed, but you know what? At least it was in black and white. These pictures, these movies are not good for you. We do not recommend them. That's gone. That's gone. We don't have to go to the movies now. I just need to look at commercials. Look at commercials. Yeah, just yesterday I was looking at a commercial on the Outback. And my Lord, I'm going to tell you, they flashed something on for 1/2 a second, but that's what you're supposed to think of when you buy the steak at the Outback. It's true. Look at it carefully when you see it. Just before they bring on the steak, they bring on two people, and they do not have the camera focused on their head, but they have the camera focused on their body part. It's real. They're covered, but it's real. It's crazy. They're not selling steak. They're selling sex. You don't have to go to the movies to see garbage. We can just go on the internet. Oh, yeah, go on the internet. That's all you need to do is go on the internet. And I'm telling you, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong. I tell you, if you want to destroy your life, go look at the stuff on the internet that you shouldn't be looking on. It'll destroy your life. It'll destroy your ministry. It'll destroy your family. And that's the way it is. Today is the feast day of Saint Monica. Monica, who did not call wrong right and right wrong. Monica, who prayed for the conversion of her wayward son, Augustine. Monica, who wept and wept and wept for her wayward son, Augustine, who had a live-in girlfriend and who also had a child out of wedlock. Monica and her prayers, Monica and her tears, Monica and her life gained for the church and the world the great man called Augustine. I want to tell you how powerful the prayers of the mother and father are for their children, especially if they seem wayward, they've seen that they've lost their way. You know, again, I'm thinking and say, you know, this is very interesting because our children were brought up to honor God and to love Jesus. That's the way our children were brought up to do. But you know what? There comes a time when they have to make decisions for themselves, whether they're going to follow Jesus or follow the world. And I'm going to tell you, the ways of the world are so powerful, so powerful. Everybody's doing it. For instance, when I was a little boy, we never would think that a man and a woman would live together, cohabitate. I know they had sex because they had children outside of marriage, but it was never legalized that this is okay. We knew it was wrong. We knew it was wrong. But now, almost every couple, if not every other couple, they just cohabitate before they get married. I'm talking about the United States. I don't know about any place else. I'm talking about Boston. I don't know about any place else. We call right wrong and wrong right, but not Monica. Monica saw her wayward son, and Monica wept for her wayward son, and God heard her prayer. Can I tell you, you who are praying for your children, do not stop. Do not stop. God hears your prayer. God hears your tears. God takes the tears from your eyes and puts them in a vial. I'm telling you, pray for your children. Pray for your children as Monica prayed for Augustine, and her prayers were answered. Her prayers were answered as she prayed for Augustine. It took a long time, but her prayers were answered. When Monica was dying, her other son was with her, plus Augustine, and the other son said, "Mother, where do you want us to bury you? I hope we can bury you at home." And she said, "You're just a stupid child. It makes no difference where they put my dead body. It makes no difference where they put my dead body. But she looked then at Augustine and said, the only thing I ask of you is that you would remember me at the altar when you celebrate the Eucharist, and that you would pray for me at the altar. Then put my body wherever you want to put it. It doesn't make a difference. You see, we celebrate the great feast day of a holy woman of God, a holy woman of God who has obtained for us a great saint, because there would be no Augustine without Monica. There would be no Augustine. We would never have known Augustine without Monica's tears, without Monica's prayers. I'm talking to you now. You who have been praying for your children, you tell me, you call me on the phone and say, my children don't go to Mass anymore. You can't force them, but you can pray for them. Pray that they have a hunger. Pray that God would catch them. It's very important that you do not cease praying for your children, not cease praying for those that you love, because you might be the only one that's doing that. You might be the only one that's praying because they have stopped praying. Because, you know, when people go into sin and evil, you know what they do? They run away from God. Rather than run to God, they run away from God. We saw that with Adam and Eve. After they sinned, they didn't run to God. They ran from God. They covered themselves with fig leaves. They ran from God. Rather, that if you are sinning, if you are doing wrong, there is no need of running from God. Run to Him. Run to Jesus. Run with all your might, because you need to confess. You need to go to confession. Run to the confessional. Don't walk, but run. You hear what I'm saying? But that's not part of our human nature. Our human nature is when we sin, we want to run away from God, as if we think that because we're good doobies, God will love us. God loves us in Christ Jesus while we were yet sinners. Jesus Christ, my Lord and yours, died for sinners. While our backs were against Him, our Lord Jesus Christ died for sinners. Don't run from Him. Run toward Him. Get to confession. Get to confession. Get to confession. Don't run from Him. Monica never ran from the Lord, no matter how wayward her son was. She kept on praying. She kept on praying with persevering tears, you know. God hears your persevering tears. God knows what you're suffering because your children have gone astray. And you know, the world is so strong. And 1 week or 1 hour a week in church just doesn't do it, because we are barraged 24/7 with another way of life on the computer, on the television, with the music people listen to. I'm telling you, we need more than 1 hour a week. I'm going to tell you, we need to be praying every single day. We need not to run from God, but to run to God the Father. And that's as simple as I can make it. We at Holy Rosary have Mass Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7:30 in the evening. Well, we do that because we have an extra priest. Most places have Mass only at 9 o'clock. Sometimes at 7:30 we have only 3 people that come, but at least there are 3 people who want to come. We have a man who comes. He has a disease that he's all hunched over, that his head touches his knees. And as I look at Henry, I think, my God, look at Henry. First he goes to the communion rail and he prays on his knees. He prays on his knees. I say, my Lord, this is a faithful man. This is a faithful man. And they come all the way from Malden to come and pray at Holy Rosary. I asked them, I said, why do you come here? They said, because Jesus is here. We know Jesus is here. The woman said, you know, Father, I was always moral, but I never could tell the people what to do. You know, now I'm still moral and I can tell the people, you have to run to Jesus. You have to go to Jesus. She said, I never had the answer before. I would just say, you've got to live a moral life. What you're doing is wrong. She says, now I know. I tell the people, now you can run to Jesus because Jesus is waiting for you. You see, how did she learn that? She learned that by coming to Holy Rosary. You know, even while my homilies were absolutely without salt because I was sick, somehow God spoke to her, his is the answer, that when people talk to you about lack of morality, you say, you know, the moral thing is this, but you have to run to Jesus. He's the one that fixes things. He's the one that heals. He's the one that does what we need him to do. She said, I never knew that before. I never knew that before. I've learned that in my heart by coming to Holy Rosary. And I'm going to tell you, we do not have crowds coming to Holy Rosary. We have few people coming. But you know what? The few people that come, something happens to them. Something happens to them. Last night and every Sunday, we have praise and worship from 7 o'clock to about 9:30. I want to invite people to come. The presence of God is there. The presence of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is there. Every single Sunday evening from 7 to 9, we just worship the Lord. We praise Him. We prophesy. And we just do what we need to do. We just want to make Jesus our King and our Lord. And we want to worship Him every Sunday evening between 7 and 9:30. You're welcome to come to the Holy Rosary. We've just started this about 4 weeks ago. I was reluctant to start it because I said, you know what, I am tired of doing things and they blow up in my face. But, you know, people have been coming without my even inviting them. You want to know why? Because they experience the presence of God. And when you experience the presence of God, you come back and you bring people with you. You bring people with you. Last night I saw someone who tapped one of the priests on the shoulder, and I saw her go to confession. Isn't that something? Isn't that wonderful that someone tapped one of the priests on the shoulder and somebody was able to go to confession on a Sunday evening? Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. You know, people aren't going to run to your confessionals if you have confessions from 3 to 3:30. I'm telling you, people's lives are very busy. I don't know if you know that, but if you have a half an hour of confessions, nothing is going to happen. Of course, nobody's going to come. But we hear confessions every Saturday from about 4:30 to 5:30. When Father Idick was here, he would hear confessions at the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday. You know, he would hear confessions. We hear confessions every Monday and Friday evening after the Mass. You see, we don't have many people coming, but we know that it is very important that when people sin, they should not run from God, but they should run to Jesus Christ. As our friend said, I was always a moral person, but I could not give anyone an answer. I could not tell them where to run to. She says, now I tell them, it's about Jesus. You need to go to Jesus. Jesus is what you need. Jesus is who you need. Jesus is your answer. She said, I never could do that before. I didn't have any answers. I just said, this is the way you live. You live morally. But now she says, no more. I say you live morally and then you run to Christ if you're not living morally, because he wants to change your life. And he changed Augustine's life because of Monica. He changed Augustine's life because of Monica. And I'm sure Monica had many days when her prayers seemed not even to hit the ceiling, never mind the heavens. I'm sure there was many days that she said, why am I praying like this? My son is wayward. My son is a sinner. My son has nothing to do with being a Catholic Christian. Now, I know she had days like that because that's the way life is, because Augustine kept on sinning, kept on sinning, kept on sinning. But Monica never stopped praying, even when it seemed like her prayers only went as far as the ceiling. It seemed that way, but that's not what it was. God heard her prayer the first time she prayed. God heard her prayer as she persevered. God counted her tears and placed them in a vial. This is important. We have Monica. We have Augustine because of Monica. And that's real. And I'm going to tell you another one. We have Francis because of Claire. I'm going to tell you that Claire, the poor little sisters that prayed and prayed for the ministry of Francis, I'm going to tell you, without Claire, we would not have Francis. That's real. She and her sisters supported the man of God. She and her sisters supported him in prayer, and all those who went out two by two, singing the praises of the great King, singing the praises of Jesus, giving the gospel out, talking about the power of the cross. There would be no Francis without Claire. And so today I want to encourage you to pray for your children, to pray for your children, to pray for your children. You know, kids now, they don't bring their children to be baptized, all of them. That's real. At least before, they used to bring their children to be baptized. They're no more. Children now, they're not going to the church to be married, but they're going to the justice of the peace to be married. You know, this is what's happened in the United States. They want to be married out in the beach. They want to be married while the waves are coming in. They have no idea that marriage is one of the most difficult things that there is, because you're living with another person that's different than you are, and you're going to have to make resolutions to continue to love him or her even until death do you part. I'm going to tell you, that's real. That's real. That's real. But no more. No more do the children come to the church. Many of them go to the Justice of the Peace. Not even to another church, to the Justice of the Peace. They just want to get it over with. They want it to be legalized. We've come a long way, brother, the wrong way. And the answer is Jesus. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Say it again. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Today, Jesus, Son of God, as the world calls the people in front of the abortion mill crazy, I pray, God, you would save children. I pray, God, that you would save children and women all this week. I pray that everything in the abortion mill would go haywire, that they'd have to close the places this week because everything goes haywire. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would save the children. Don't think that the millions and millions, 60 million children, much more than that, have died at the hands of the abortionist and at the hands of their parents. Don't think that the economy, which is so sick, it's working sickly because we have killed our children from the womb. We have planted evil. We have called good bad and bad good. It's time to get back to Jesus. It's time to continue to pray for your family. It's time to raise your hands and join other Christians. Come on a Sunday night at 7 o'clock and come and join us as we worship the Lord together. Come and worship God, because that is the answer. The answer is to worship God. The answer is to continue to pray. The answer is, no matter what the world is, I don't go that way. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Yeah, I will follow. And I'm going to tell you, that's very difficult. It's difficult being different when none go with you. It's difficult to continue with your faith when so many people turn the other way. You've decided to follow Jesus? Well, you need people to follow him with. Come to the Holy Rosary. That's all I can do is tell you, come to the Holy Rosary. We're not the only place on the planet, but at least we are one place that welcomes people. You know, I was talking with Sue this week, and she said she got 6 new people who donated. She was so excited. 6 new people. My Lord, you've been listening to me for years, and you've never written. You've never sent a check. You know, it's time for you to do something. It's time. It's time. At least ask the Lord, do you want me to give to this ministry? And if he says no, do not give. If he says yes, ask him how much. Because you know what? It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. The name of the ministry, in season and out of season, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Wonderful Jesus, we beg the prayers of St. Monica for our wayward children. We beg the prayers of Monica and Augustine that God would do a brand new thing, that there would be an outpouring of the Spirit that will not be able to be contained. Oh God, we beg the prayers of Monica and Augustine. Today we ask you, dear Lord Jesus, do new things, work new wonders, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Again, the mailing address, and please write it down and do it today. I'd be grateful. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.